good to have a calm before the storm, in the storm, and then after the storm. I was very pleased that, you know, you give a message, and then I got a letter, well, note from somebody, and was saying how much they had been blessed about the ship being on the waters and the storms begin to hit. But, you know, I think it's amazing that when you give out God's word, then they come back and they tell you what they got from it. And now I got more from it. And it's like the Lord is continually blessing and taking you deeper into the thing. And the one thing I do want to share about that was our brother, when he gave the message on the ship and them being in it, you know, they were fishermen. And those fishermen, they knew they had it. You know, they've been trained. They've been out on the water. They know what to do. But, you know, that's what we do sometimes. Well, we know what we're supposed to do. We're just supposed to call on the Lord, and the Lord will take care of it. And, well, we know what we did last time, but we can't put God in a box either. It's not, he's not going to do it the same way every time. But they said, we've got it together. We're fishermen. But I tell you what, when the storms began to blow and the winds and the waves got worse, that's when those fishermen decided, we're not good. We ain't got this. We're not going to make it. And I love that. It was like so many times we think we've got it. No, it's only when you don't got it that he's got it. And that's the only time you're going to see the grace of God. And it's like, walk in the grace that you've been given. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. One of the steps he gives us is in Psalms 119, verse 71. It is good for me. It is good. It is for me. Good for me that I have been afflicted. Why? That I might learn thy statutes. You know, a lot of people talk about head knowledge. You know the word of God. You know it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But is it practical? Is it being made the life that I now live? You can know those things, but it has to be in the heart so it can be applied. And it becomes, this is mine. I know I can do all things. How do you know? By experience. Experience teaches you that you do have hope. And it teaches you patience. All those things in Romans chapter 5. There's so much more than just a trial. Sometimes we get our eyes just on the affliction, just on somebody who is doing something we don't think is right. Let me tell you, once we get our eyes on the right thing, then we're going to be free. But we have to cast down those things. Cast down every thought, every imagination, every high thing. What are those things? Pride. It's like that they come against the very knowledge of God. So if it's good for us to be afflicted, real quick, I want us to go over to Daniel. Because they got afflicted in many ways. But in Daniel chapter 3, we all know that the king made this image and they were to bow down when they heard music. And I thought, boy, are we living in that day. You know, you better say you like the music that you hear. Because they're not going to agree with you. If you say, well, what's wrong with that? Why don't you like it? Well, it sounds worldly. I turn on the gospel channel on the radio in my car. It sounds just like regular music. Anytime there's a stench and you can't stand it, something's not right. So turn it off. It's not good for you. Well, they said if they didn't worship, they were going to be thrown in a burning fiery furnace. All right, so verse 15 of chapter 3. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, all kinds of music, you fall down and you worship the image which I have made. I made this image. Well, but if you worship it not, you will be punished. You're going to be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And this one here, and who is that God? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer the in this matter. We're not going to be quick to answer. We're not going to be like anxious. Oh gosh, don't throw us in the fiery furnace. It's like they just go, you know, according to this matter, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from a burning fiery furnace. Now you think about it. I want you to think about the times you're in the trial. Now this is when you can have a calm in the storm. When you're in that storm, it's just beginning. You can see it. You don't even know what's going to happen. All you know is you've been told you're going into that fiery furnace because you didn't worship. You didn't do what we told you you have to do. So they got put in the fiery furnace, and he says, and I want to know, just who do you think, what God do you have that you really believe he's going to bring you through this trial? He's not going to let it hurt you. Well, who is it? Who are we that we can answer this question? How would you answer them? My God, the one true God, the one who has taken me through the very smallest thing to the very worst things, and it's preparing me for even more things ahead. These things are going to happen. And why are they happening? A fire is there to bring out the impurities, bring out the scum, bring out that which is not of God. Those are hot times. It's bad, but when you can go through a trial and you come out and say, you know, I'm different. There's been a change in my heart. The word of God has been tried and it's proven that he is real. And then to come out of a trial and God blesses you in ways you couldn't even imagine. Well, God doesn't just deliver us. He can do so much more than that. And it said, if it be so, our God whom we serve, notice the God we serve, is able. They don't see it. They don't look at the things that is seen, the fire, and they're not going to look at, gosh, we're going to get bound. No, their mind is set. Your heart is fixed. And it's like, it's not, oh, my soul, why are you cast down within you? And even if it is, your help comes from the Lord. Look unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of your faith. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Someone who is very proud and prideful, they don't want to hear that. I got the control here. I'm this, I'm that. But if not, let's say he doesn't take us out of the fire. Circumstance is not going to change my attitude, my opinion. My desire is his desire. If not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve your gods. We will not worship your golden image, which thou hast set up. Think about this, even the kids in high school today. If you don't this, they start bullying people. They take the girls who are saving themselves for marriage and they make it like they're the bad one. They're the fools. They look like an idiot. Why don't you this and why don't you that? You just have to always remember that the devil may get you to do something. He'll put that desire. He puts all these things. But God says, who are you want to walk with? Are you for me or against me? Who is your God? You have to take a stand, having done all to stand, and he will stand behind the truth. He will stand behind truth. Then Nebuchadnezzar, when he heard what they said, he was full of fury. And the form of his visage, his face, changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded they should heat the furnace one 7 times more. Now I want you to think about the ones who are getting persecuted here, the ones who are suffering. Oh, they're not good. Oh, they're going to trust you, God? 7 times hotter then. When I was talking to someone, I said, haven't you ever had a trial hit? Boom. And then right about the time you're just beginning to get up, another one hits and another one hits and another one hits. But God is teaching us, don't be tossed to and fro by every wind, every doctrine. And it's just like when you hear godly teaching, don't be tossed to and fro. You know you've learned the scripture from a child. You know what the word of God is, but you don't just know it. You have experienced it. And experience brought patience, and patience hope. And when you come out of that trial, that very trial, the love of God that he shows you in that trial, when you come out, the love of God is going to be shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost. So he goes and he says, here it is, it's all heated now. And these guys are going, okay, we're going in. And it's like, he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind them. Now they're going to get bound. You're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to take your hands, move, run, try to open it. Nothing. You can do nothing. I'm going to bind you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they cast them into the burning, fiery furnace. Then these men were bound, their coats, their hosen, their hats, their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And remember, fire, it brings out the impurities, but that bride is going to be all pure within and without. Psalms 45, she will stand at the king's right hand. You know, there are a lot of people, even Church of Sardis. He said they had their robe, like robe of righteousness. But that queen, she's going to be standing in the gold of Ophir, the most expensive, the most precious gold. And do you know when the gold is heated? I was studying this and it said gold is heated to this high temperature. And when they take it out, it is so soft. Remember how they beat everything and had it just perfect in the tabernacle and everything was all together in the candlesticks of one piece of gold? Well, it says that when a jeweler takes gold, he cannot use soft gold to set it in. He has to go up those grades because it's too soft. It wouldn't hold its place. It would end up bending. So these guys, now they're in the midst of the fire. What's going to happen to them? It's only going to burn off the impurities. It's only that stuff that man wants to bind you with, that's impure. That's not of God. We should be building up the saints. And if it's bringing you down, something's wrong with it. He said, those men went into the flame. What did they do? They're surrendered. That's what the queen that stood at his right hand, she had to learn to stand first. Now she's standing as she has always stood in the beloved. Now you take your stand. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fell down. Have you ever fallen? But he lifts you back up. They fell down and bound into the midst of that burning fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar the king, he was astonished. He rose up in haste and he spoke and he said unto his council, wait a minute, didn't we cast three men and they were bound in the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, well, lo, I see four men in the fiery furnace. And he said, and they're loose. They're not bound. They don't even have any hurt on them. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. And Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of that fiery furnace, and he spoke and he said, remember how he told him, what God is going to deliver you out of my hand? He says, you servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of that fire, See, some through the fire, some through the flood, but everyone, if you're a winner, you're going to come through the blood. As the princes and governors, everybody standing there, they saw these men. They're watching you. They see how God is bringing you forth. Are they seeing that his grace is sufficient for you? God's grace? The fire didn't have any power over these men, the ones who were submitting to God. Nor was a hair of their head singed. Not one hair was singed on their head. They're in the midst, seven times hotter. Neither were their coats even changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. None of these things. When you go down, it says, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed is the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word. They yielded their bodies. They yielded their bodies. And you know, this is something the Lord showed me. You can take it, throw it in the trash, do whatever you want with it, not forcing it on anybody. But before that tribulation begins, how do we know what's going to happen first? The daily sacrifice is going to be taken away. Now you know it's time. Who is it? When we get down to ourselves, present your body a living sacrifice. Present your body a burnt offering unto God. That bride is presenting herself today. But when that bride goes out, what did he say? I'm going to take you out before that time. You're coming out of there. I will deliver you. And we have that hope beyond the tribulation. I mean, all the way through the scripture, but we're learning it because I firmly believe there are some things that are about ready to happen that people don't even realize. The fire is going to get hotter, but we have to stand knowing that we cannot protect ourselves. He's our protector. He will tell you what to say and when to say it and the time to say it. But it's going to be one who is submissive to the Father's will. That's why Peter, remember, no, Lord, no, you're not going to the cross. This can't be. And he didn't go, now, Peter, let's come over here and talk. He just said, get thee behind me, Satan. That is not God's will. He's saying, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm going forth. I've already decided before Peter has said anything. I decided because I spent time with God in prayer. And God showed me. And he spoke to me. And he says, I delight to do thy will, O God. Do you delight to do his will? No matter if it's by suffering, by death, whatever. Are we willing to say, yes, Lord, I know you'll take care of me. I know you will. And I love it because when I talk to someone, they go, I'm sorry, we have to put all this. Aren't you just hate this, that you're having to go through all this stuff with us? And I go, no, I'm not sorry for that. Because my Bible tells me when they weep, I weep with them. When they rejoice, I rejoice with them. We have to let this word be in our heart. It doesn't mean we don't believe God. They're going through a trial. They may have no strength. And if I go and just put them down, they're not going to have any more strength. That's the need of the gospel, the need of the grace message, the need of tell me about Jesus. That's the time when really they listen more than any other time because they have a need. And now sometimes they don't see a need until it gets seven times hotter. Now who are you going to yield to? What are we going to do? Lovers of the horse, are you running to win him as your bridegroom? Go over to Philippians 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy, my crown. I was looking at that and I thought, what an endearment. You're dearly beloved, longed for. You're my joy, you're my crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. That's like this little letter just sent right there in Philippi. I mean, he's in prison at Rome, but he's writing this beautiful letter. And he goes, I beg, and I won't say these right, Yodias, and I beg Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. You two need to be living in harmony. Get in the unity. Preach the same thing. Be of the same mind. Be of one accord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which are labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, with other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice. He said, if you're going to run this race, you're not going to rejoice because of your suffering. You're not going to rejoice. He wants us to learn to know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance, there is nothing, there is no one, it is only Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord, the one who is the head of my body, the head of the new man. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say again, rejoice. Lord, I can't rejoice. Yes, you can rejoice if you know him. He's beautiful. When he talks about you are my dove, and I won't go too much into this, but you are my dove. You are complete. This is a mature, this is a woman who is growing up. You are my dove. You are complete. You're perfect in me. Let your moderation, let that be controlled behavior, kind of holding back or restraint of your emotions, your demeanor, your behavior. What is it that's going to hold you back? Are you just not going to do this? Do you know the Holy Spirit, soul, and body, he will lead you how to be moderate among all men? They're watching your life, racers, the ones who are running to win Christ. They're watching your moderation. They're watching, how do you handle this? What are you going to do? And he'll bring you to the place that if you handle it wrong, you're going to feel bad, not for yourself, but for those who were around you. This is a step of growth. Be anxious. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication. Why? God is not worried. God isn't anxious. God is all right. He's got this. Once we know he's got it, he's got the end of it. That's just like you go, oh, well, what if I'm going to lose my job? What if you do? God is controlling your life. He has the right. He's got it. He's good to you all the time, even if it looks like it's for bad. Most people go, look what God did. God gets all the blame. God gets everything that is not good. And we should be making our requests known unto God. What better person to go to? God has peace. The very God of peace. Have you experienced peace of God? That peace can't be given of no man unless it's by grace. That's where the body is working. They have peace. They share it with you. But it's still Jesus. He's the one who gave me the peace. I've experienced not just telling people there's peace of God. Have you experienced the peace of God? Have you experienced it? He said, those things, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. I don't even have to understand it. Now, I can't do that myself. He brings you to this place, and it's almost like you're going, how's this happening? Because you are enjoying the peace of God. That's the God who's not anxious. and he'll allow the trials. Yeah, they're going to come. Sometimes you're going to get anxious, but I guarantee you, the hotter the trial, it burns away the impurity. We want to be ready for the soon coming of the Lord. He that hath this hope purifies himself. This peace shall keep your hearts and minds. How? Through Christ Jesus. Then he writes, you can just see him sitting here writing this letter, and he goes, finally, brethren, how many of us get our mind on things or a person, anything? You get your mind on so many things, and you start getting it there, and then you'll go this way, and you'll go that way. Like, what if I lose my job? Oh, how will I ever live? How will I pay rent? How am I going to get clothes? How am I going to this? How will I pay for the kids' school? You're so far ahead of it. Let him handle it. He already knows you need the money. He already knows that. I told you once, I prayed and asked God, I just want $500, Lord, so I can help this person. And if it's your will, you're going to bring it. That very week, I got a check for $5,000. More, much more than I asked for. But I know it touched his heart because he saw Jesus. He saw his son living in this heart. That your cares are secondary. You want to please Jesus, others, and then yourself. And I couldn't even believe it. I went, oh, I got the 500. And I went, oh my gosh, it's 5,000. I wish somebody would do that again. Finally, brethren. Come on, Lord. I'm joking. Finally, brethren, this is what God wants your mind set on. Set your mind on these things. Whatsoever things, so there's more than one. Whatsoever things are true. Okay? I could go, why is my brother acting like that towards me? Well, you're not looking at it the way you should. He's part of my body. He's a new creation. I'm to love him no matter what. He said, after everything I've done for you, all the grace I've shown you, in that story, they had a debt they needed to pay. And the master said, you owe me this much. And the servant just bowed down. He said, oh, just give me time. Please, just give me time. I'll pay it all back. And his boss had compassion on him. And he loved him. And he said, I'll tell you what. You don't owe me nothing. You're debt free. You don't have to pay it. And I'm sure he was really happy. So then he goes out and somebody owed him money. He took him by the throat and said, you owe me money and you will pay. Did he take the same grace and forgiveness of debt? Did he show that to the next person that he come? He received something. You don't receive it just for self. You receive it. Freely I received and freely I'm going to give. I don't have to hesitate. He paid a debt. He didn't even owe it, but he paid it, and I'm free, and that's called grace. That's called the grace message. What kind of grace am I showing? What has he forgiven you of? Have you forgiven yourself? That's another thing. He forgave you. Now forgive as I have forgiven you. Now he says, now that you've done that in this heart, forgive anyone. As I have forgiven you. You see, forgiveness continues to grow. Continues to grow. Whatsoever things are true. Remember, he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. The things that are true is he stands behind truth. No matter what you're going through, he stands behind truth. I'm right here. And I'll handle it for you. Whatsoever the things are honest, not a lie. It's he wants the complete truth. What is true? Are you free? Because in the trial, you're not going to feel free. Sometimes the feelings are always going to be there. That's the time you have to rise up in Christ. Pray. And let your thanksgiving be known unto God, because you know God can handle it. And whether he even changes it, he's true. He's true. He's taking care of me. It doesn't look like it. Oh, Lord, it hurts. But it's okay. And I don't know any way to really explain that except for tell you, just experience it. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things. These are the things you're supposed to be looking at and thinking about. Things that are really true. If it brings contention, confusion, that's not of God. You know that. So what does he want? Unity. Ah, that's better. Honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. That means unblemished. It's unspotted. It's pure. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. I love the things that he loves. I hate the things that he hates. Sometimes I go, well, why do I feel like that, Lord? He goes, because you hate the things that I hate. And that's okay. I hate what he hates. I want to please him. The only way you can is by faith. Believe in that which is true. Whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever thing, if there be any virtue. I love a virtuous woman because it means she's strong and she's able in him. You're a virtuous woman. You're strong and you're able. If there is any virtue, if there is any praise, okay, any virtue, are you strong? Are you able? Yes. Well, if there is any praise, don't be thanking you, going out trying to get all the glory and say, look what we did, and oh, we're doing this, and now we're doing this, and this is coming to pass, and it's all self-glory. Self-glory. If there's any praise, think on these things. Think about him, where the praise really goes. Those things which you have both learned, you received, you heard that, you've seen in me, do. Well, they've seen Paul go through quite a bit. Matter of fact, imprisonment. He said, you do. Now, here's how you're going to do it. Because whatever he leads, where he leads, he orders my steps. He goes, because the God of peace, let him be the God of the house of God. You, let him be the God of his own house. God of peace shall be with you. You're believing. He said, I want to be a father unto you, a God unto you. When I went through all that stuff, I've always seen this, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, come out from among them. I'll tell you what, this week, I don't know if I've been taught this, but it sure came to me this week, and I was taught, come out from among all the systems that you see. Anything that is controlled of a man that's not of God. We're to be led by the Spirit in everything. And in all things, give thanks. Because he's good all the time. No matter what is going on, God doesn't change. And we've already been told. Now think of that, laying hold of this. You're in the hardest trial. And you're crying. Oh, Lord, I'm glad I know you're not going to leave me. All others may forsake me, but you're not going to leave me, Lord. That's true hope. That's real peace. And that's where godliness with contentment. You talk about gain, that's great gain. Let's all stand.